This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program, everybody. Let's get ready to call. I want to hear from real people. That's who we talk to every day, real people. Not the Beltway, not D.C., not a bunch of pundits, not a bunch of blowhards. Folks with secret hidden agendas. Just folks that sort it all out right here on the Northern Plains. That's right. Real folks, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me. Todd is off today. 701-367-2054 is my number, 701-367-2054. Before I ask you a question, I have to say thank you to Jackie Becker in Flasher, North Dakota. And Jackie sent me a little care package here today. I opened it up this morning. And back a few weeks ago, she had sent a photo of a Freedom Rosary, saying this was her sort of way to get through the count of the election. Well, the person that makes them wanted to send one to me. So, Jackie sent me a Freedom Rosary. That is so nice, and it's just, like, beautiful, very well done, and, oh, my gosh, red, white, and blue. So, thank you, fair folks. It's so nice. She says, thanks for all you do for us Trump people. May God bless you. We're all Trump people. We're in this together. Whatever happens, we're Trump people, by golly. Anyway, what are you feeling on this Friday? You can tell me anything. I sense, correct me if I'm wrong, if you disagree with this, feel free to get on the phone and call me a dope, but I sense some of the Republican apparatus around the country, Washington, D.C., is not exactly got their heart in this fight right now to have every legal vote counted, to proceed with lawsuits in key states, to look into this Dominion. You hear that, Kevin, in people's voices? You kind of sense that they're going, I don't know if we can win. And you know, they start to think about themselves, see? They start thinking about what they're going to look like if they get asked about it and they say they support it. Oh, they're going to get ramped up. You know, they've
got a week and 3 days now being told that he didn't win and that the president-elect, president-elect, president-elect. Well, I wish Fox and every one of them would stop saying president-elect Biden. He hasn't won anything yet.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, they're anxious to get the dark winter.
Of course they are.
Cranking, you know,
let's
I mean,
that dark winter going.
We got the lockdown we want to start. 4 to 6 weeks, shut things down, lockdown.
Paris Climate Accord spending going.
Some money. You really can't blame them. Anyway, what are you feeling on a Friday about this or anything? Maybe it's COVID that has you concerned right now. I'm concerned about COVID, as I always have been. And, I know that myself, this person here, as head of the household, as a dad to three, as a wife to one, nothing Utah about our family. Anyway, that's just a little inside joke. So the job of a husband, of the head of household, a dad, is to make sure everybody's cared for, right? This idea that we need to be told what to do by Tim Walz in Minnesota, I'm not sure the guy can tie his choose correctly, let alone lead the state of Minnesota. So I'm not real big on taking advice from him. And, you know, same thing with Tony Fauci. Although Tony, now everything's great. Rosie, it's wonderful. It's going to be great. Yeah, the election's over. So, there's, you know, a thaw on. A thaw is on. No more dark winter. Whatever it is, I was going to say I'm more concerned about what they're going to do using COVID to tell you what you need to do and forget there's something called the Constitution. That's what I'm more concerned about. I'm not concerned about people being smart about a serious pandemic in which people have died and will die. But be careful. Find me the Tony Fauci thing, if you can, in the news clips, Kevin, that deal he did yesterday. The part that where he said, basically, you know, the general population, nothing to worry about. You got nothing to worry about with COVID. You know, if you're old, then you got something to worry about. I mean, it was unbelievable. His tune.
I got a couple here from him. This was on the.
I don't need it yet. But
okay, all right. I got a couple of them here.
I do want to hear before we get down here. Okay, so let's go to some calls. First in Audubon, Minnesota. There's Mike. Mike's gone. Oh, okay. That was a mistake. You got to call back.
Call back.
Yeah. We'll go just down the road a piece to Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and Will. Will, what's on your mind?
Here's the thing. I'm a little bit concerned. I'm really concerned that what the investigation is actually going to, how it's going to be conducted. I have no doubt that the FBI has the capability of doing a good investigation, but, you know, I don't have much faith in them right now. You know, for all I know, they've got Peter Strzok running the investigation on voter fraud. And if it's the same people that went over and looked for 2 years into Trump and came up with nothing and didn't happen to notice that the actual collusion with Russia was Hillary Clinton, I don't have much faith there either.
How could you? How could you? Which is why we ought to be firing people here. We ought to clear out until we know everybody that was part of that is gone. You're exactly right.
But, yeah, it doesn't seem like it's that it would be that much of a big deal. They know the people that were in the vote count rooms. They've got the list of people, and all it takes is well, do you want to lie to the FBI?
You're absolutely right. That's a very good point.
And before long, you know, some of those people are going to start caving because they can't all be diehard. I'm going to go to jail instead of tell you what happened of Democrats.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Do you think President Trump and his legal team should keep doing everything they are doing and never mind the wobbly knees among some who want him to be just down and throwing the towel for the good of the country, blah, blah, blah? Who's right there?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You know, there's no – if we allow this election to be stolen, then we deserve the communism that's coming here or the Venezuela-type socialist.
Amen.
You know, I fought for this country. I was in the military, and and it is extremely frustrating to see that people just want to pass it away. You will not find people that came here to this country legally. I've got a next door neighbor that came from Ecuador. He says, "I cannot believe that people want socialism here. That socialism, pure socialism, doesn't exist."
I know, but there's not enough people that know what it is, and certainly among the youngsters, thankfully. You know, those of us that actually had a bit of education on this front, you know, are left to tell kids today because they don't in schools. It does not sink in. Look at what was the poll? 53% thought socialism was okay. Not long, I don't know, a year or so ago. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Tim in Fairfield, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, good morning. See, where's John Hoeven? He was never a real strong supporter of Trump in the first place. As far as I know, I haven't heard of him being at any of the Trump boat shows. I haven't heard of him being at the Capitol grounds. Do you know of him being at any place supporting Trump in the last 4 or 5 months that I'm missing?
I believe he was just at the most recent event. I think Senator Hoeven is a supporter of Donald Trump's. I don't think Senator Hoeven is the rah-rah, you know, wave the flag kind of person. It's not his thing, right? It's not his, he's a banker, right? And before that, a governor. I just don't think that that's his thing. I don't think that means he doesn't like Donald Trump. I mean, I know of many instances when he's like, literally across the desk from Donald Trump, trying to hammer something out on an appropriations deal or whatever. So I think they're considered supporters. But does that make sense? It just doesn't, just not the jump up and down kind of support.
Well, it does. And I guess you're I'd have to agree with you some, but you've put out the call in the last week or two about everybody has to do something. And whatever you're doing, you need to do more. And I think he needs to step up and be more vocal. You know, I don't, as I've already expressed, where is he? Because I don't really see him around. I don't know what he's, you know, for much or anything. And then when he is on your program, he'll answer your questions. He'll talk 5 minutes. And when he gets done, you don't know what he said. It's like listening to Dorgan, Conrad, and Pomeroy. Talk, and then you don't know what the answer is. He doesn't give it straight, my opinion. But
yeah, I like Senator Hovind. I think he's been a good senator for North Dakota before that, a good governor, I really do. But he has a different style. He is not the kind of person that, for instance, if I'm asking for a question and I'm looking for something that you've called about or others have called about, you know, he isn't just immediately going to join that crowd and say, dang right, that's terrible. You know, he'll kind of be a little diplomatic and weave around it. I don't know why. I guess all I can say is that's sort of his style. But I do think that he is rock solid in his support, at least, for Trump.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Campaign ad for Joe Biden.
It is the new Democratic theme song. Here, let's just get together. And unity and love and hugs and kisses and unicorns and rainbows.
Lack of reality. We don't need the cops. Everybody loves each other.
Come
Who
on.
Needs law enforcement?
I know those police. Come on, hug it out. Come on.
Wait a minute. Now they're having to meet in Minneapolis today. Should we hire police to bring them in? Well, wait a minute. They all left because you wanted to fire them, disband the place, and now, oh, we need police.
Yeah, the chief comes back, requests 20 to 40 new officers, and dude, it barely made it out of committee. What does that tell you?
That they are out of their mind.
Yep.
In the fine city of Minneapolis. It's not so
and
fine
it's
anymore.
Showing down there, as you saw yesterday, I understand.
Yes, indeed. PetroServe USA is a spot today for a great lunch. Grab and go home cooking. Not every day you can get the home cooking and that sort of grab and go convenience, but you can. It's all ready to go, and it's so good. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. You can't even believe it. At PetroServe USA today. If you're anywhere near Harwood, their location there, north of Fargo off I-29, two Sloppy Joes and chips. Valley City pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Chicken tenders today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or Sloppy Joes on 12th Avenue North. The personal pan pizza, the two cookies and the 20-ounce drink, four items for $4 all day, every day. Do it for the breakfast pizza, do it for lunch, do it for supper. It's fantastic. A lot of great grab-and-go specials at PetroServe USA, and it's just good home cooking. Leon in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Could it be? Could it be?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Hey, Scott. Kevin. So, Scott, first thing I want to say is I thought I heard you say you were father of three and wife to one. Now, that just falls on my ears as a little weird. But, you know, to each his own.
If I did, I meant to say husband of one, but I was so busy on my polygamy joke there that I didn't I messed that up, I guess. So yeah, thank you for correcting that.
I think you're spending way too much time with Todd. Anyway, here's something I want people to think about. For this election to be legit, you'd have to believe that Joe Biden is a stronger candidate than Barack Obama was in 2008. And that Donald Trump is a weaker incumbent than George W. Bush in 1992. I don't believe that. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I don't think the Democrats believe that. Because why else would they flood those key states with an army of lawyers to change the rules unconstitutionally? This was a plan. And their plan was to use mail-in ballots and change ballot due dates and eliminate signature verification and strip all the safeguards that we have in place to ensure a free and fair election. They were committed to eliminating those safeguards. I say that we don't only litigate this. We recount the ballots. We need to demand a complete audit of the signatures on the absentee ballots. We need to expose and dispose of all those ballots that were submitted using those unconstitutional methods. And we need to audit the machine code. Because unless we do all of those three things, the Democrats will pick apart each individual thing that we litigate. We need a complete audit of not just the signatures, not just the ballots, but the machine code. And we also need to, any ballot that was submitted using the unconstitutional methods that the Democrats put in place months and months before, just for this specific purpose, those ballots need to be separated out and eliminated. And I think in PA, we actually got a favorable ruling to that effect. That's where I'm at. Right.
Yeah, one. Keep fighting, though, and get it right. Thanks, Leon. Appreciate that. Lee in Grand Forks, your next. And by the way, Leon, thank you for guest hosting yesterday. A wonderful addition to our guest hosting lineup. He does great. We love having Leon on. Lee in Grand Forks, go ahead. Your next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Say, we're not singing Kumbaya up here in Grand Forks. I can tell you that right now.
Why is that?
We had a very contentious. Well, I'll tell you what. The attack on our freedoms up here in Grand Forks and Grand Forks County should send shivers down the spine of any other North Dakotan as to what might be coming down the road. We have a very out-of-control and liberal county commission. We have an overwhelming amount of same people, like people on the city council. We had a city council meeting last night that was at best, a circus and an embarrassment. They have instructed the county health officer has drawn up paperwork for a, we already have a mask resolution here in the city of Grand Forks, similar to Fargo. They don't, it's not a mask mandate like a mayoral one, but it's a resolution where, you know, you wear a mask wherever you go into businesses and whatnot. But now the county's going to come over the top with the blessing of the majority of the city council with a health order. And this health order, basically says you can't leave your house without a mask on. And if you're caught without a mask on, it's a Class B misdemeanor. It's an arrestable offense. You can be handcuffed. You can be taken to jail. The maximum penalties are 30 days in jail and $1,500 fine. It's on the same level as simple assault, DUI, and prostitution. So that's what's happening up here in Grand Forks. And that health order is supposed to be ratified here in the next day or two, and it's going to encompass the entire county. And I'm just curious your thoughts on that, how freedom-loving people like us can fight back, and do you foresee anything like that down in Cass County coming down there? I'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. I do think there's going to be a lot more efforts to do that. Again, I just can't understand why we can't say, here's the threat, here's what the best practices tells us protects you from that threat. Go to it, folks. You have the ammunition to defend yourself against this. Do it. And do it as an individual, as a family, however you choose to do it, but do it. I mean, just good, solid health recommendations. This is scary. To, you know, run around and suggest, you will do it this way and you will do it that way. And if we can't get our way in the city, we'll do it at the county. Suggestions on how to fight it. I think just shout very loud and make sure that these people responsible for these decisions are held accountable for it and are scrutinized. Hopefully as many media as people. I guess that's about all you can do. I hope we're going to round this corner at some point. Lee, keep us posted. I had not heard about last night's city council meeting, so I appreciate that. But want to know more. So keep us on top of that one, and we'll help any way we can. Mike in Audubon is back. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hi. Well, in listening to what's happened, I'm a senior citizen, and I'm very, very scared for our country. I think that they're going down. If you look at the history of what happened in Nazi Germany, if you looked at what happened in Venezuela in the last 20 years, that was one of the richest nations in South America. And, you know, in that area down there. And they turned to, and now they're under socialist control, and the votes don't make any difference. And that's exactly how it's happening here. There's going to be some serious, they keep talking about Joe Biden is going to want to do this. But Joe Biden is all he was. I mean, he could have been.
He's a vessel. I'll find the word for you, Mike. I think he's a vessel for all of the other desires of the hard left.
Cattle Women and Men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, invites you to bring your neighbors and your family Saturday, November 21st to the Ramada in Bismarck to discuss issues regarding the cattle industry. Featured speakers include RCAF USA Executive Secretary Bill Bullard, State Veterinarian Dr. Susan Keller, Dave Wright, and Eugene Greener. Enjoy U.S. Steaks, a raffle, and silent auction while Jeff Earhart provides entertainment. Register at iBand.org and invite a fellow producer to join us. See iBand.org for details.
For 24 hours on November 17th, the clock will be ticking for You Mary Giving Day. We invite you to join by supporting the Sister Thomas Welder Scholarship, the Marauders Armada Athletic Scholarship, or School of Health Sciences. For those 24 hours, your generosity will be matched up to $75,000. Don't miss this opportunity to double your impact. Visit YouMaryGivingDay.com. That's YouMaryGivingDay.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican. This time in New York City, 9 days after Election Day, Representative Max Rose, a Democrat, has conceded the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. USA Radio News Tim Berg has more on GOP wins.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress. It'll be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues.
While the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America that they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream.
USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Is this for all the software and data and counting that we're doing? Is that what this is all about?
I kind of got it on shuffle today. Some good mix it up a little bit.
Is that right? Okay. All right. Let's see here. I need to give Daniel a number so we can call our next guest. And then I am... I'm going to tell you a little bit about our friends at Pipers. Because if you go to Pipers.com, you're going to say, how do they do all that? They have had one busy year. Incredible. There's a reason for that. If you need an auction, they're going to treat you right. You're going to get the most amount of revenue generated and have a great experience with all the online platforms and online land auctions, machinery auctions. Great lineup. I'll tell you about a couple that are coming here. It's a restaurant liquidation auction in Grand Forks on Monday, November 30th. Upper Midwest timed online machinery auction is going to be happening on Tuesday the 8th. They have two different rings going on that day. Bowman, North Dakota on Friday, March 26th, Western Dakota Spring 2021 equipment auction that you want to get on your radar. Check out all the auctions, land and machinery auctions. Pipers.com or call 877-700-4099. Got it? 877. That's for a catalog. 877-700-4099. Cam Sandoval and Matt Brainerd are with us on our Newsmaker line. We have a mutual friend in Pete Hegseth, Pride of Minnesota, Fox News superstar. And Pete was telling me about a couple of things these guys are doing in the voter fraud investigation area via science and data. And started to seek some of their efforts to do this by GoFundMe. Of course, GoFundMe is not going to allow that. Nothing bad happened. No, we can't do that. Cam and Matt, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you? Good morning. We're doing great. Thanks.
Good. And Matt, I believe you were with the Trump campaign last go around, right?
Actually, myself Cam, and two of the other, or more than three of the other people we have here working on our team were former campaign, former Trump campaign staffers.
I got it. All right. So tell me what you guys are trying to do here.
So we are doing a very meticulous analysis across six of the very close states in the country to try to determine if there were any illegal ballots cast. And we're running, you know, sometimes this involves call centers reaching out to people. Sometimes it requires hard data analysis. What I think is important is that our work product, what we aim to come up with, is either really solid, incontrovertible, versatile evidence of people who voted in multiple states or people who voted without meeting the residency requirements of that state, or people who are willing to stand up and sign an affidavit saying that I did not cast that ballot, even though the state marked that a ballot was cast in their name. So our product is not a chart or a theory or a graph or a map. It's living, breathing human beings or basically government data proving beyond a reasonable doubt that people broke the law.
So what you just described sounds like, you know, smart, prudent stuff you would do to little quality control, make sure we've done it okay. You guys obviously are using a company and a lot of resources to do that. Why doesn't somebody else do that? It sounds like a government function to find out if the vote is what it is supposed to be.
You know, that's a great question. I don't have the answer. All I know is that there was a vacuum to be filled because it's important that the voters of this country, the citizens, have confidence that this election was carried out with legitimacy, that it was on the up and up, that it was clean, or that if it wasn't, that there's a suitable remedy. And in the absence of anybody else doing this type of analysis, type of work, we're happy to step in and fill the gap. And we're very grateful that we're not in this alone. We have, I think, over 7,000 donors who kicked in, you know, small dollar amounts to help us raise the money to pay for this, because the data and the processing and the call centers are all extremely expensive, as you might imagine, especially when we're trying to do it with as much academic rigor as we're bringing.
So walk me through what you do with a call center. What is the process? You are going into the actual records of these counties in these key states, finding a name, and then actually trying to contact that person to verify, you know, that they did in fact vote.
So just to step back a little bit, we're running six different analysis methods across six different states, and three of those methods require call centers. I'll give you an example of one of them. We've acquired the early and absentee voting data from all of these six states. We know who voted early or absentee. We're now matching that up against the NCOA database. So anytime somebody moves, they want their mail forward, they fill out a little card. Well, that goes into a database that the Postal Service sells. We've gotten access to that. We've matched it up against the early and absentee ballots and found out who's cast a ballot, who's actually moved from their address of record. We're calling these individuals and asking them whether or not they actually cast that ballot. And many of them are telling us, no, I did not. The reason we're doing this test is because if you were conducting an organized voter fraud effort, you'd look for people's ballots to cast who haven't voted in a long time. And one of the reasons somebody hasn't voted in a long time is because they moved away. And that's what we're hoping to identify. In the same way, you know, when you get your COVID test, they're looking for little antibodies. In the same way, we're looking for these little indications that there may have been something else more malevolent happening.
So you know enough now to know that there's a problem? I mean, you this isn't like a one-off here and there. Would you say you guys have identified something that has some, you know, serious potential to disrupt mainstream media told us was the vote in the election?
We don't. We want to keep our powder dry until we're certain. So we're not throwing out, you know, claims of, you know, yes, we've definitely proven there was voter fraud that determined the outcome of the election. But that's not necessarily what we're aiming to do. Now, our phone programs are still operating, and when a phone the call center comes back and says, this person said they didn't cast that ballot, that's not good enough for us. We're actually double-checking all of that with our in-house call center to find out if the people actually said what we were told they said, and going to ask them to sign a declaration under penalty of perjury to attest to that. But apart from that, we're also doing some other analyses where we have found, with great confidence, people who have voted illegally in multiple states, We found caches of people in many of these states, large numbers of them, who have NCO have moved out of state. And that we're looking into more closely to determine whether or not any of them actually violate residency requirements and cast an illegal ballot. And I'm sure that of the numbers we've found so far, many of them are going to qualify for having cast an illegal ballot. So these are real things. And in every one of these states we've called, we have consistently found at least a few people who have said that, yes, I did not cast that ballot and I will sign a statement accordingly.
This is so important, folks, whether or not it overturns the results of this election. I mean, there's so many things that you scratch your head over related to Trump and Biden and, you know, the vote totals and where they came from and where they were at one point in the day and where they were at night. But nonetheless, I just want to know. I just want to know that, you know, we don't have a broken system where we're counting illegal votes. So that's why this is so good. Tell me, like, you know, what kind of a timeline? How long before you could finish your analysis in these six states?
Well, you know, we're really close to our fundraising goal. I think we'll be able to complete our work if we raise, I don't know, we're approximately 50 grand away from the point where I'm going to say, look, we've raised enough to complete this project. And I think that given that, just looking at my charts, we're tracking all this. I think most of our field, you know, our call centers will probably be done by the weekend. And then it's just a matter of our in-house team following up with individuals, as well as probably another week or so of us doing some serious data crunching, looking for double votes and potentially, you know, people casting ballots who don't qualify for residency. And I want to make a point is that, you know, we're not looking necessarily for enough votes to, say, overcome a margin of victory that, you know, of votes we think were cast fraudulently or at least illegally. But we are trying to apply enough pressure so that in the courtroom, when these attorneys make their arguments, that the judge may just go for the next, you know, have the pressure put on to go to the next step, which is to order recounts, to order, you know, these voting machines to be open so the paper can be examined and that can be counted manually, to look at signatures. So it's a progressive, you know, it's a progressive thing to getting to greater and greater judicial remedies as more and more is discovered.
So more, you know, legal arguments, more ammunition, if you will, in court to be part of the overall effort. So, I mean, is that a separate court effort from what the Trump campaign is doing going into court,
no,
or will be part of that?
We are sharing data and in communications with the Trump legal team in multiple states, and we're providing them, you could call litigation support. As well as, you know, giving them other things that they can, you know, communicate with in public to raise these questions that need to be answered. Because it's very important, as you said, you want to just know if this was a clean election or not. And that's really our goal. That's our objective, is to try to put that issue to bed, because the idea of an illegitimate government is almost as dangerous as an actual illegitimate government. And our country's going to have a huge problem if half of our citizens believe that this president was elected illegally through illegal means and voter fraud.
Well, I tell you what, you guys are patriots. This is a great effort, and comforting knowing it's going on, and want you to complete it as soon as possible. So count me among those that'll be donating. How do we do that? How do we find out the details to donate?
Well, there's a webpage where we're crowdfunding set up at givesendgo.com/voterintegrity. That's givesendgo.com/voterintegrity. And I also encourage people to follow me for updates. The place I'm posting updates pretty regularly is Twitter, but I'm also on Gab and Parler. My name is Matt Brainerd, M-A-T-T, B as in Bravo, R-A-Y. And as a November, ARD is in Delta, Matt Brainerd. So if you find me there, you'll be up to the minute with what we're discovering as we go through this process.
And again, the website one more time for the efforts. And you're $50,000 away from being able to complete this project. And again, count all of these votes to get this information to the course. Wow.
So yep, that's givesendgo.com/voterintegrity.
/voterintegrity, yeah. That's great. Well, Matt, Cam, thank you very much for doing what you're doing here. Fascinating to learn about the project. Glad it's underway. And we're going to watch your results. And my donation's on the way. I hope others are as well. Take care, okay?
For having us on. Great, thank you.
Yeah, you bet, guys. That's great. Really good. Cam Sandoval, Matt Brainerd. More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? A drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at CashWise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at CashWise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be the buffalo. You know what that means? You see a storm coming, you turn into it, you run into it. That's what the buffalo does. That's what everybody at Oasis Petroleum does. That's how they weather a storm of all storms in the oil and gas industry right now. And you can too. And they love it about North Dakotans. So the folks at Oasis Petroleum, great team, doing that every day. And they salute you as well. Call us 24/7 on the Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. We are going to find out about a day of giving. That's right. In which you can double your impact for the University of Mary. You Mary Giving Day is coming up. Brendan Nagel will join us in just a moment. Kurt Nerusk has been waiting a while to get in. Let's get you in here first, Kurt. What is on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I just want to thank you and Limbaugh for keeping the lamp lit high for all the conservatives out there who are sick and tired of listening to the daily garbage grinder that's fed down our throat from every other media outlet. But guess what I wanted to talk about a little bit here is that these people that wish for and vote for this liberal agenda that they're trying to push forward along with the media pushing it forward should stop for a second and ask themselves what it costs them as an American to have Donald Trump as a president. And I guess in my world, for my family of five, it cost us nothing. In fact, we were starting to get ahead a little bit and starting to scratch a little bit after that crap storm we called the Obama administration for 8 years of going backwards or staying stagnant at best. And if they really want to look at it, when we get down to it, the price at the pump, number one, I think it's going to cost most families about $1,500 more. Your loss or stagnant or going backwards in your investments, depending on the person, could be anywhere from $1,000 to $100,000 a year from no growth or stagnant in your investment. The other sides of it are, you know, when we really get down to it, the taxes are going to cost, from what they're estimating, $2,000 more a family. So we're sitting possibly, you know, on the low end, $4,000 per family. On the high end, probably $8,000 to $10,000 per family.
Well, and God bless you for doing the math on that, Kurt, because people need to understand there is a cost. It's a very good point. And I don't think people take time to kind of add it up. By the way, can I add these? The cost of regulation. The cost of regulation, yeah. Where the Obama administration said, look, if we had a new one, we got to take 10 out, right? They're going to be the opposite. They're going to add 10 for everyone Trump put in, and there is a cost to that. It costs jobs. It costs, the viability of companies. It's, you know, and I tell you what, it is a scary time, but very good point on your part. Just do the math, folks. That's what Kurt from Arisk is telling us to do. Just do the math. Brenda Nagel is here from the University of Mary. Brenda, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Brenda's actually the Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Mary, and that's a tough job because there's so darn many good things happening out there and so many things to talk about. But this one's kind of fun and kind of easy. On Giving Day, you can double your impact, right?
Absolutely, Scott. You Mary Giving Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 17th, which is hard to believe. It's next week Tuesday.
We will be there broadcasting live, having some great fun that day, and I know that the University of Mary has rolled up their sleeves to make it possible to afford a quality private education, and there's value for that money in giving students values for life. So this allows you to become a partner in shaping the future. So it's not just about donating to a school you like. It's about donating to a school that is going to produce students that are tomorrow's leaders, companies all over. So you can be that blessing for students today and tomorrow. One of these things I noticed was the Sister Welder Scholarship. I love Sister Welder, miss her, and I think this is a wonderful idea. What is it?
Well, the opportunity to get the matching funds, first of all, is through the generosity of two very special donors who were really great friends of University of Mary and, of course, the late Sister Thomas Welder. But as we all know, Sister Thomas had a lot of great relationships, and so the honor to really just respect all of the things that she did for us here at University of Mary and our students. Everybody loved her. We still love her. We feel her presence here on campus on a day-to-day basis. But the Sister Thomas Welder Scholarship, it is an academic scholarship. It's awarded to full-time undergrad students, and it's based on their academic standing. And they can actually get that scholarship for up to 8 semesters, and that's a really great opportunity for them. And, Scott, I know you know this, but I don't know if our listeners realize this, but 99% of our students on campus receive some sort of scholarship, whether it's the Sister Thomas Scholarship or something in the School of Health Sciences, and, of course, our Marauder Armada that helps our scholar-athletes.
The St. Gianna School of Health Sciences is another one. You mentioned the athletic one with the Armada Scholarship. I don't have a lot of time left, but I do want you to quickly tell folks about the School of Health Sciences and what your motto is so different than so many other schools. Those dollars will go to students who learn what?
Well, it's not just about teaching people how to be good nurses and respiratory therapists and radiology technologists. It's about the whole of life and helping those students understand the importance of life and how we can blend that into the world of healthcare. Our healthcare, future healthcare leaders, we need a lot of them, and we need to grow that workforce, as you know.
They're educating healers. Grounded in moral courage and respect for life. It's amazing. And, of course, one of the most affordable private universities in the nation. Find out more about all this, and we'll be out there Tuesday, youmarrygivingday.com. youmarrygivingday.com. Thank you, Brenda. Take care. We'll see you Tuesday.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.